For Tanya, we learned like this. Harei shohoyo chamorov upoyalov etunim tyrus. You have chamorov, means your people that drive your donkeys for you, or upoyalov, stam, your workers, and Mashi says they are moritz, that they are carrying for you your tyrus. You have tyrus. Trashi grenyayin bechovius shocheris. They're carrying your wine for you in an earthly keli. Veinenin legas betoichon. They're not touching what's inside. Ukliheris einim etam megaboy. The lach of a kliheris is an earthly kli. It's not makabel tum if you touch it from the outside. Only if you touch it from the inside. So therefore, you have your workers, the amaratzim. They're carrying the barrels, but as long as they do not put the hands inside the wine, it's still torn. So the bryce says like this: that afa pish hiflag mehen. Even though you went away from them more than a mil, like you're not watching them, still tyros of tyros. You should know your tyros, you like truma in this barrel of wine, is still tor. Let's say you told them, lechu, you go down the road. Vani ovi achreichem, I'll go after you. In other words, you come out like telling them you're not going to be with them. Is kivin shenis almu ein of mihen, as long as they went far away, that you cannot see them anymore, then we say tyros of Timaeus. Then we have to be afraid, no, maybe they touched it, and your tyros takara tummy. So Pashat Rashi says the chiluk that on the reisha, you did not tell them that you're going away, so therefore they're afraid that you're always going to watch them, and therefore they do watch it. So you see wine that's biyad chaver, it's in your parlor, maybe your worker's hands, is considered watched. But since they think that you're watching it, you could watch something that's in somebody else's hand. So you see, it's called a good shmira. So Gemara asks now, stam, maishna reisha, maishna seifa, what's the difference? So Rashi says, really, you shouldn't be goristic, because we understand the very good difference. In the reisha, you didn't tell them you're going away, so they're afraid, it's called you're watching them. And the seifa, you told them you're going away, they're not afraid. So Rashi says not to be goristic, but if you want to be goristic, the kashra is like in the reisha. If you're telling me now that is something biyad chaveru, you can't watch, here we see now that the balabos could watch his wine, even though it's biyad poelov, it's in his worker's hands. So Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Reisha b'metaye chamorov u'poelov lakach. Like Rashi says, the Teretz says that really, something that's in your friend's hand, a person doesn't watch. If you had to watch it, it wouldn't be good. Here we're talking about these workers that you have, even though they're Moritz, before you took them to work to carry this wine, you made sure they went to the mikvah. So you made sure your workers are tor. That's why in the reisha it's tor. There is not the pshat you have to watch it, but they themselves are tor. That's the slosh. Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, reisha at the beginning we're talking about, b'metaye chamorov v'poyel livlokach, that before you took these workers, you made sure they're tor. That's why it's tor. That's the case, Sefer Nami. Obviously, the Sefer also, they're the same workers. The workers are Tor, so what do I care if you tell them you're going to go? You're not going to be here. Why do we say it becomes Tummy now? Even if they touch the wine, still it should be Tor, because they went to the mikvah. So Gemara says like this, Ein amoretz makbid al-magoy chaveri. The pshat is true. They themselves are Tor. But since they're an amoretz, they don't care if somebody else touches the wine. So therefore, in the sefer that you said go, and like they think you're not around anymore, so when you can't see them anymore, they're not afraid to let somebody else come and touch it. So even though they are tor, we have to be afraid, maybe they let their friend touch it. For the Gemara Yehochi, if so, Reisha Nami, the Reisha also should be afraid, even though they're tor, maybe they let their friends touch it. So Gemara says, B'bolehem derech aklaksun. The Rashi says it means that you're going on the side road, and any second you could pop up. So in other words, they're afraid. Like Rashi says, "Kashiyachu lobulam pislim." They're always afraid. They think you're right next by, right next door, even though they can't see you. But they think any second you could come in to check on them. Therefore, in the Reisha, for they themselves to touch it, we're not afraid. They're Torah. Either let maybe their friend touch it, they're afraid to let their friend touch it because they know you could come in and watch any second. For the Umari Hochi Sefer Nami, the Sefer also, let's say they're afraid not to let anybody else touch it. Does the terrorist know? Kiv in the Yomalhu. Luchu, since you told him, you go ahead. Vani Ovi Achrechim, I'll come after you. Is Mesach Samche Datayu. His Mismach Samche Datayu. Means like they're at ease right now, they don't care. As they think that you won't see, So therefore, they're at ease. They don't have your, they're not afraid of you. Therefore, we have to be afraid. Maybe they're going to let their friends touch it. And their friends are amaratzim, that are tummy. Therefore, the chavius is tummy. But enochanami, we're back to the original Yisrael, beside the chazak, it could be true that if you have your chvetz in somebody else's hands, your shmir doesn't help. A person chazak, a person doesn't watch what's beyond chaveron. But hadun alecho ein dorshin. Yeah, that chokum the base. Yeah, the third carry. Chaymer ba kodesh mi betruma. There are certain chumers that truma has that kodesh kochim has more than truma. Now this kodesh is lav davka kochim amish, even chulin that nasu ataros a kodesh. Anything that has something like kodesh on it is more chum, more stricter than regular truma. What does that mean? Shematvilim kelim b'tar kelim l'truma. If you have two kelim that are tamei and you want to put them into the mikvah to become Torah, so you're allowed to put one into the other. Like you have a glass and a pot, you're allowed to put the glass inside the pot and be tayvul them together. That's good for hilchos truma. That means afterwards, if you want to put only truma into these kelim, the kelim are Torah for truma. Avulor l'kodesh. But if we want to use it afterwards to store kodshim in it, that's no good. Then we're afraid maybe the shas tefillah, the inside kli was like too much down on the outer kli, and it made a chatzitza there that the water did not get in and touch the kli in between. Therefore, really both of them are tummy. So that's only a chumr mit rabbonin. So we're machim if hilchus kodshim and not hilchus truma. The Rashi says shema tefillah kli b'tar kli shashneim tameim. Case you had two kelim that were tummy, a jar and a pot. So you could put one inside the other and be table them the way they are together in the mikvah. Avaloi lakodesh, one more first time, we'll explain why. We're afraid they're touching one another in that place, the water won't get there. Right? Achurayim, the back of the kli, the toich, the inside of the kli, ubeisat svita, that's another part of the kli, like that's the handle, where you can put your hand, sometimes there's an indention inside the kli, where you can stick your hand in it to catch the kli. So there's like three different parts to the kli. There's the outside of the kli, there's the inside of the kli, and then there's an indention inside the middle of the kli where you can grab a hold of it with your fingers. So halacha is bitruma avolei b'kodesh. Each one will look like a separate kli negeyat hilchos truma. That means if one became tamei, only that's tamei, not the other. If the inside became tamei, only the inside, not the outside. That's the way we know for truma. Avaloi b'kodesh. Now, get to kachim, if any one of these three parts was makabel tumah, automatically we say the whole kli is tummy. Like Rashi says, achurayim b'teuchah b'esat svitel truma. Kli horuya l'shtamesh, there's a kli that you could use it b'teuchah inside it. Or miachurav, you could also use the outside of the kli. Or b'es svitosoi kol tashmish, v'tashmish shaboy, that means b'es svitosoi, we'll see in the Gemara, the place where you grab a hold of it, there's like a hole there, that you grab a hold of it there. So he said, "Kol tashmish v'tashmish shavoy choshev kli b'fnei yatzmai." Every part of the kli that you could use is called like a separate use, and each part is called like a separate kli by itself. Linyan truma. That means shemnit mozer lo nit mozer. If a sheretz touched the outside of the kli, only the outside is tummy, not the inside. Or the tumas the rabbonin come forth be gemara. We're only talking about a tumah the rabbonin. And midirai savad there is no chilek. Midirais, so we say when tumah touches the kli, automatically the whole kli is tummy. But on tumah is the rabbanon, and the rabbanon made these kulis that negate to truma, whatever the sheretz touched, that's part of the kli is tummy. The other part is not. Avoloi lakodesh, says Rashi, shemnit ma echad mehen kulon tulam tamal lakodesh. If any one of this part of the kli is came tummy, negate to kachim, the whole thing is tummy. Says again, there's another chumra of kachim over truma. Another chumr is hanoisayas hamedrus. If somebody is carrying on top of him a kli that has tumas medrus, let's say a blanket that a zav or a nida sat on, so it has tumas medrus, it's an avatuma. Now you're carrying it on your shoulders. Noisayas hatruma. You're also allowed to carry truma on the other shoulder. And like we're not afraid that maybe the blanket will go inside the kli that's carrying the truma and it'll be matama the truma. We're not afraid. Avoloyas hakodesh. When you're carrying kodshim, then you can't have it. You can't be carrying on your shoulders these two things, this pillow that has tumas medrus on it, and next to it, even though it's not touching, you can't carry kodshim. Because we're afraid, as a chumra, maybe one will touch the other.
Rashi, Hanois says the Medrash, Manel Shel Zav. Let's say you're carrying a shoe that belongs to a Zav. So he's Matama the shoe. His Nois says a Truma. Bichovius, you can carry on your shoulders also a barrel of wine, even though the wine is Truma. Shein and Nageya Biavira. Because the way it is right now, the shoe is not touching the inside of the barrel. Therefore, it's not Matama the wine, it's okay. But if a kachim, we're afraid, maybe one will touch the other, and therefore if a kachim has this chumrah, he can't carry one next to the other. Now, big day oichle truma medrish lakoidish. Now, who then begodim that a kohen wears, even though the kohen eats truma, so he's makpid a certain amount to keep himself tor, because you can't eat truma when you're tameh, you're not allowed to be matam of the truma. So even though the kohen watches his clothing, it shouldn't become tameh like a store, that's not enough shmirah l'kodesh. Some of the kohen that wants to eat kochim, he has to watch himself much more. So the begodim for regular kohen is like tameh for this kohen that wants to eat kochim. Then we should go on to another cloud now. Like midas ha-kodesh, midas ha-truma. These are like another thing. There are other halachas that there's difference between hilchas kochim and hilchas truma. Shabbat Kodesh, Nageh to Kodshim, Matir, Umenagev, Umatzel. If you have a Kli that became Tommy, and you want to put it into the mikveh now, to make it Torah that you'll be able to use to touch Kodshim with, so if it has a knot in the Kli, you have to make sure first Matir, first untie the knot in the Kli. Umenagev, make sure that whatever it is, a towel, is completely dry before you put it into the mikveh. Umatzel, then you put it into the mikveh. This is a chumra you have to be knowing by Kodshim. The yachatach, and then if you take it out of the mikvah, then kosher, then tie it back again the way it was before. Oh, the truma, mashenka, and again the truma. If you only want to use this towel now to touch truma with later, then we say kosher, even the chachil, you're allowed to make a knot in the towel. Now, for shetzer, we're talking about a knot that's not that tight, that's really going to stop the water from coming in. So really, with your rice, it's called the good tefillah. It's only a special chumah for kachim not to have any knots at all. But for truma, you're allowed to have a knot there, and even if you want to, lechatchila kosher, go and make a knot if you want to. The yachakach matzil, and then you're allowed to be toivel. Trashi loike midas hakodesh, v'chatzitzas tefillosoy midas hatruma. Now we're talking about hilchas chatzitza, that when you toivel the kelim, it depends for what purpose you want to use them. If you want to use them for truma, you want to use them for kachim. Shabbat kodesh, im yesh beged tomei. You have a towel that's tummy, you want to table it now to make it tor to be able to use with kachim. In kosher hu, if it's a knot in the towel, matir es kishroi. You have to untie the knot. Mishum de domel chatzitza. It looks like a chatzitza. Even though it's not that tight, and for sure the water goes through the towel through and through, still it looks like a chatzitza for kachim. There's a chumrah, you have to untie the knot first. Umenagiv, another chumrah. Im lachu, let's say the towel is a little bit wet. Menagvoy tchili, you have to dry it off first. V'yachakach matzviloi. V'chozem yishun d'dom l'chatzitzu. We'll see in the Gemara. If it's a little bit wet, we're afraid it gets cracks there like, and maybe it'll be such a big crack, the mikveh water won't get into it, so you have to make sure it's totally dry, the kli, and then you can put it into the mikveh. But this is only for kachim. But over truma, if you only want to use this towel now to use truma with, im rotzel kosher kosher, if you want, you could even make a nat l'chatzila. V'yachakach matzul. And then you can be toivlet. So this is a chumra by kochim and not by truma. Another chumra for hilchas chatzitza is hakli the kelim hanigmorim b'tayro tzrichen tefila lakodesh avolay la truma. This is not hilchas chatzitza, it's tam halacha. That if you have a kli that afterwards nigmara, afterwards finished making, from then on the owner or whoever made it watched it, it remains tor. Like you know from then on it wasn't Mekabel Tumma, it's okay. For Truma it's okay, you don't have to be Toivlet again. Mashenke for Kachem it's not enough. Still you have to be Toivlet. Again, Kelim HaNigmorim B'Tayra. That means while you're making the Kli Pasha, it's not fixed yet, it's not called the Kli, it can't be Mekabel Tumma. You don't have to watch it. But once you're finished making the Kli, now it's called the Kli, it could be Mekabel Tumma. So by the time when it was finished, even if you watched it not to become Tomei, still Negei to Kachem, if you want to use this pot now to cook Kachem with, you have to put into the mikveh first. Avolela Truma, for Truma not. So Rashi says, Tzrichim Tfilu LaKodesh, for the Marma Forest Timer. Marma will explain why. We'll say we're afraid the spit is from a Zav, touch went on it before, and after we got finished, the spit is still on it. That's what we're afraid of. So therefore, maybe it's still Tummy. Vaitam, Hakli Mitzarif Masha B'Teichu LaKodesh, Avolela Truma. A Chumra, that if you have a Kli, a pot, and there's a lot of food, let's say, in the pot. So even though each food is separate, there's a bunch of apples there. So really, if a sheretz touches one apple, really what should be is only that one apple is tamei. And negayat oichel, oichel is not matam oichel. But we say a chumra by kachim, that since it's in one pot, the pot makes like one big food, and therefore if the sheretz, whatever it is, touches only one apple, all the apples are tamei. That's called hakli mitzaref ma'asher b'toichei. Whatever's inside the kli becomes like one thing, and since whatever touched it made a tamei, a sheretz, the whole thing is tamei. Like kodesh, that's only a chumra by kachim, avolel l'truma. By truma you don't say that. If you have 10 apples in the pot, and a sheretz touched one of them, only that one apple is tamei, and the other ones are tor. Trash hakli mitzaref ma'asher b'toichei, oichlim chatichas harbe b'kli echad. You have a lot of pieces of food in one pot. V'noga tomei v'yechemin. And a tomei touched one of them. Is hakli mitzaref v'lios. Kulon chaticha achas v'nitma kulon. We look as if it's all one big piece, and it's all tomei. Avoloi b'truma. By truma we say no. Eloi say sh'noga bo have a rishon. The one that touches a rishon. V'nagaz bo have a shniya. The second one is a sheni. A rishon makes a sheni. V'nagaz b'shniya shlishis. V'yashat iris. By truma, the third one is puzzle. It itself is tamei, but it's not matamei, fourth one. So the gayat to truma, only the first three are no good. The rest of them are okay. Vaita. For revi'i ba'kodesh, puzzle. The hilchos kachim, a shlishi makes revi'i, like the same case before. If you have four pieces of meat, so if one piece becomes tamei, it touches the next piece and makes it a sheni. A sheni makes a shlishi. And the shlishi makes the revi, the fourth one is posel, it itself is tamei, but it's not matami, the fifth one. That's called posel. Now that's the last one. The shlishi batruma. By truma it only goes to a shlishi. Of a sheni latuma touches truma, it makes it for shlishi, but it's posel there, it stops there. The shlishi does not make a revi. Uva truma in nitmas achas miyodov chaver te Torah. The geatilchus truma, let's say your hands became tamei. One hand only, with a tumma the rabbonin. The lach is you have to be wash that one hand. That's all, but the other hand is still torn. By shenken of akodesh matzvul shteyim. By kachim there's a chumra that even if only one hand became tummy with tumas rabbanon, you automatically have to wash or be toivel both hands. Drashi. Here the tumma Rashi says, the rabbanon sheina metame elu yadayim lo yasaguf. In a case that's only mitame your hands and not your body, so for truma, that one hand you have to wash and not the other one. But by kachim, we'll see matzvul shteyim. You have to be toivel both of them, mashma, put them both in the mikveh. We'll see in the Gemara. He says, shayad mitame es chaverta b'kodesh, avaloi b'truma. That's the klal. One hand automatically is mitame the other one by kachim, that you have to walk clean, be toivel both hands. But by truma, no. By truma, the one hand that's tummy is tummy, the other one is okay, is torn. Oichlin, oichlin, neguvim, biyodayim, mezuavois, betruma. You're allowed to eat food. Oichlin, oichlin, neguvim. You have food that's dried. Dried food you're allowed to eat, biyodayim, mezuavois, even though your hands are tamei, betruma, by truma it's okay. Shrash neguvim means, shoy neguvim, mi mehem, shoy huchshru, letuma meyolim. Means if you have fruit that was never huchshru, means you pulled off the apple today, and you watched it, that water never went on this fruit yet. So since water was not machshirut, it can't be makabel tuma. So even if a sheretz touches the food, it doesn't become tummy. And so first there's some water on the apple. So if you have these apples that were dried from the time it was taken off the tree, that means it has no hechshir makabel tuma. His halacha is, if it's truma, you're allowed to touch them with your hands that are tummy. If your dayim mezuah voice means if your hands are tummy, you're allowed to touch these food, because you can't be matama the food, the truma, it's not hechshir makabel tuma. Rashi says, "Yudayim mezu avos min shniyas l'truma." The case that usually your hands has a din tuma shniyah on it. The chivon lehuchshru lemifsula. Since the apples or whatever the truma is was never touched by water yet, it's not huchshru kabel tuma. It remains tor. Avoloi b'kodesh. By kodesh you can't do that. Even though the kodesh is dry, it never had a huchshru kabel tuma. We're seeing the Gemara the loch of chibas hakodesh is machshirosim. The fact that it has a din kachim on it, that itself gives it a hechshir kabel tuma. Even though water never went on the food, but as long as this food has kedushas kachim on it, it's called chibas kachim, is hechshir kabel tuma. The chiba, the dinim of kachim makes it that it could be mekabel tuma even without water. Therefore, you can't touch kachim even though it never had it in contact with water.